On the Obamacare exchanges, there are large disparities in how health insurance premiums are changing next year based on where you live. While coverage is getting cheaper in states like Indiana and Mississippi, in North Carolina, it's becoming much more expensive. Federal data show that North Carolina's average premium increase is among the highest in the country. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Sue Martin of Mebane, North Carolina, couldn't afford treatment for Lyme disease and a thyroid condition without health insurance. She got covered through healthcare.gov, and a federal subsidy cut her premium to $238 a month. But the insurance company is canceling that plan and suggesting a similar one for next year, with a big caveat. Martin says it'll cost her $491 a month.
To go up that much on premium, that's prohibitive for me. There's no way, being a retired single lady, that's, well, double what I was paying before.
The company behind that plan, Aetna, declined our interview request. Instead, Aetna provided a statement that says its goal is to use rates that'll cover the cost of doing business. In North Carolina and across the country, many insurance companies are still figuring out what that rate is. There's a sweet spot with premiums. Companies want them high enough to cover the cost of people's medical care, but low enough to attract customers. Georgetown University researcher Sabrina Corlett says when the Obamacare exchanges first opened 2 years ago,
for many insurance companies, that was a real guessing game. They didn't know what kind of policyholder they would attract. They just had no idea what their costs would be.
Corlett says now that companies have actual data on who signed up and how much care they needed,
they're saying, whoa, wait a minute. You know, we didn't price the way we should have to actually reflect our costs, and so we need to adjust.
In North Carolina, the adjustments are huge. All three insurers on the exchange are raising average premiums at least 20%. The dominant player, Blue Cross Blue Shield, is raising rates 33%. Managing actuary Brian Tajlili says Blue Cross is a long way from that sweet spot.
The assumption was the sick would come in the first year in 2014, but then in 2015, healthier people would enroll. We made that assumption. Many others in the industry did as well.
Preliminary research is mixed on whether that happened nationally, but Tajlili says it didn't in North Carolina.
Another thing that we had assumed is many people would go in, get a lot of services done all at once in the first year, something we sometimes call pent-up demand, and that cost would level out after that, and that proved to not be the case either.
The bad projections meant premiums weren't even close to covering costs, and Blue Cross lost more than $120 million on that part of its business. To be sure, it's a small part of the business. Less than 10% of its customers are on the exchange. The premium increases we're talking about don't affect most people who have insurance through their jobs. So were North Carolina's insurance companies just worse at predicting who'd sign up?
Premium increases really vary state by state, and there hasn't been, at least at this point, a really clear pattern that has emerged.
That's Elizabeth Carpenter of Avalir Health. She consults with insurance companies and other clients navigating the exchanges nationwide. North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin has his own theory for why premiums are so high in the state.
North Carolinians would have had lower rate adjustments and more competition and more choices for plans if we had gone a state-based route.
Goodwin says Republican state lawmakers and the governor made a mistake by choosing the federal exchange, as about three dozen other states did, rather than setting up their own. The data is not clear on that. John Gable at the University of Chicago has researched this point.
Last year, the rate of increase in state-based exchanges and the federal exchanges was basically, there was no statistical difference.
There's huge variation among each kind of exchange. Government data show that a benchmark plan for Indiana is dropping an average of 13%, while the same plan in Oklahoma is rising an average of 36%. And both states use the federal exchange. Gable says there can be advantages to state exchanges, though.
You have much more decision-making power, that is for sure.
Basically, you're in control of the red tape. Commissioner Goodwin says that could have allowed North Carolina to attract more insurance companies.
That alone would have been a major factor for consumers here if there were more companies available.
The data does back up the idea that more competition equals lower premiums. North Carolina and the other states with the highest increases tend to have the fewest insurance companies. Back in Mebane, Sue Martin shopped around healthcare.gov and found a new plan she could afford, albeit with skimpier benefits.
Even if the premiums are a little higher than I'd like, or everything isn't covered or whatever, I still have the option to see my doctor. I can still afford my medications. You know, I hate to sound hyperbolic, but it's kind of a matter of life and death.
About 500,000 North Carolinians are on the Obamacare exchange. They have until January 31st to decide on their next plan. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk.